A large part of 21st Century Fox could soon be owned by Disney. According to reports, the two companies have been talking not about selling all of Fox, but most of it, allowing Fox to focus more on sports and news rather than entertainment. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent and co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we should be clear here, nothing is confirmed yet on this deal, but if it does go through, what might it look like?
Yeah, these are just talks, but there's increasing competition in the media industry between what you think of as traditional media, like Disney or Fox or CNN or NBC, and tech companies, right? Amazon, Google, Facebook, Netflix, things like that. So what's happening is it seems like Fox is understanding that the scope and scale are important to making money, and that they do certain things well, and Disney does certain things well. So certain properties, like the movie properties, for instance, and entertainment properties, fit into Disney's portfolio better and are probably more valuable to Disney than they are to Fox. Fox, this sale, by the way, the reports of it would not involve Fox News or Fox Business Channel or Fox's local broadcasting affiliates. We're talking about the more traditional entertainment media properties.
And Fox then would become more focused on news and sports.
News and sports, right. And there's a way to make money out of news and sports, which is a real specialty. You'll notice that that's sort of been a common pairing. Now, obviously, Disney with ESPN has been very, very involved in sports, and that's why they wouldn't necessarily be interested in buying the ESPN, the Fox sports side of things. Regulators probably wouldn't allow that anyway. But there isn't an anti-competitive idea to Disney becoming bigger in the entertainment space and Fox becoming more focused on its news space, including, by the way, the Wall Street Journal.
So you don't think that there would be antitrust concerns on a deal like what we're talking about?
Well, I will say this. AT&T and Sprint are having antitrust concerns, and the CNN deal, the Time Warner deal. I mean, there are always antitrust concerns, but the point is Disney and Fox are absolute competitors when it comes to sports. They're also competitors in the entertainment space, but Fox – I think feels that it can focus its attention on news and sports and focus less on the other stuff. Fox is really, really trying to gain more exposure in the news space. It owns 39% of Sky in Europe. It owns Asia, Star TV. It's a real big player in the news space. Disney's a bigger player in the entertainment space.
How much of this has to do with the other new players in the entertainment space, and that would be Netflix and Amazon?
A lot, because they have substantially lower costs of distribution. So the only way you can fight the Amazons and the Netflixes and places like that is if you can be more nimble and you can reduce the costs of producing things. And basically, in this world, the way you reduce costs is scale. So when Disney gets bigger, it has the ability to negotiate prices lower for these things and stay in competition with the Netflixes and the Amazons of the world. Now, you brought up antitrust. That is one of those areas of concern where one would say, well, you're going to become too big, right, and too powerful and too influential in that space. But if I were the lawyer for Disney and this deal were on the table, I would say to the regulators, well, Netflix and Amazon are keeping us honest on that front. They're keeping competition going.
It's Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, thanks as always.
My pleasure.